Family Secrets is a production of iHeartRadio.
I'm Dani Shapiro, and this is Family Secrets, the secrets that are kept from us, the secrets we keep from others, and the secrets we keep from ourselves. As I tour the nation for my book, Inheritance, I've heard from so many about your own family secrets and realize that what we are creating for each other on this podcast is a community for those who are looking for a safe and supportive space to unburden themselves. To that end, we've created a number for listeners to call in to record stories to share here in this space. This week, I'd like to share a few of those stories from our community. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I asked your podcast. I wanted to leave my family secrets. In brief, it's kind of two different secrets, but kind of revolved around the same people. I lost my dad in May of 2017, and 10 months later, my mom was killed. My dad overdosed, which had been his own personal secret. We actually didn't know he was even using. There were no signs, nothing. And then 10 months later, my mom was actually hit by a car while she was walking on a sidewalk and killed. And it kind of opened up big secrets in my mom's side of the family that almost everybody that had died before I've known were killed in strange ways. I have great uncles that were struck by lightning, and another one was killed by a snowmobile. One's a drowned. It seems like in my family, you don't really live past the age of 60, and you die in really strange ways. And I never knew about it till my mom passed. And then on my dad's side, his dad, so my paternal grandfather, I'd only met three times in my life, but when my dad died, I felt like I need to reach out to him just to let him know that his son had passed. And I knew he lived in the same city, and so my mom and I, before she passed, did some research and tried to find him, and we cannot find him anywhere. And we don't know what happened to him. And then we found out that his girlfriend moved to Texas, and I ended up finding her phone number and calling her. And she's actually has some sort of dementia. And she said he was put into a nursing home for alcoholism and has dementia too. And she can't remember what nursing home he was put into. So at this point, we're still trying to look into it. And I was always told that his family, there wasn't anybody else. And then I come to find out that actually my paternal grandfather had six siblings. And now I did my ancestry DNA, and I actually connected with one of my second cousins on that side. And it turns out that I have probably another like 25 family members through there that I've never met. And we're all starting to reconnect. And so that's pretty much where my story is right now. Thank you. Bye.
Good morning. I had an interesting experience occur last week. I've been listening to your podcast since it began and have been enjoying very much all of the stories of all the different types of secrets families can keep, and completely unaware that there was a family secret in my life. And I got a phone call, ironically, while I was listening to one of your podcasts from my uncle asking me for the photos my mother had before she passed of the known family my grandpa had, which was two sisters. The story had always been that he had been left in Missouri, that he had a mother, my great-grandmother, had contracted tuberculosis and had gone off to the Southwest. His father ended up an alcoholic and was incapable of taking care of his youngest son. So his oldest daughters, my great aunts, took their little brother, my grandpa, and moved to Oregon. And that was always the story. I grew up around my whole family. We're very, very close. I thought there was no secrets. And I got a phone call from my uncle asking for these photos of the hierarchy, saying that he had just gotten a phone call from a cousin he didn't know he had. And turns out my grandpa had a living mother and father, and two brothers that were all living within 100 miles of us my entire life. And it made me think of a time that I was about 19 years old in a town different than the one I had grown up in. And a young man walked by me, and he looked just like my cousin. So I called for my cousin, and this man turned around and was not him. And I never mentioned the last name. I'm kind of wishing I had now, because I believe that was probably one of my great uncle's kids or grandkids that could have been a cousin. And I had no idea. None of us had any idea. And there's over 160 of us. So just when you think your family can't hide anything, kaplamo, everything changes.
Hi. I stumbled on the family secret by accident. All I had meant to do was fact-check Mom's family stories to figure out why she'd been such a critical mother to me. I figured that something must have happened to her when she was a child that had traumatized her and perhaps made her unable to be emotionally supportive. Maybe it was because her mother was a paranoid schizophrenic. So I requested Grandma's patient record from the state hospital where she'd been a patient for over a decade. When I got my hands on it, the secrets just spilled out. Three other women in Grandma's family had also been patients there, and I got their records too. Her sister, her mother, and her mother's sister. I had two generations of records full of the social history of the family. The most shocking secret was that Grandma had been sexually abused by another member of the family, her aunt's husband, right around the time that Mom was born. When I found this out, I had just retired from a career as a research librarian, so I did what a librarian naturally does. I followed the clues in Grandma's record, and I visited the homes where she had lived and the cemeteries where my ancestors were buried. I took a DNA test, and I determined that Grandpa was not Mom's biological father. I found cousins I never knew I had, and some of them were accepting of my discoveries, but others were not. I just finished writing a book about what happened in Mom's family. I feel like the trauma of the past has been passed down to my generation, and the only way that I can stop that from continuing to happen is to bring this story to life. I think there's a lesson in my family story that can benefit others. And that's also why I think a podcast such as yours is so important. So I want to thank you for doing it.
If you'd like to share your story, call 1-888-SECRET-0 and record your story. We won't be able to run all the stories, but we do want to shine a light on as many as we can. The number, again, is 1-888-SECRET and then the numeral 0.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio,